Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Tonight we are going to be on the scientific fringe. What do you say? What do you say? We've been hearing all kinds of stuff, right? About graphene and graphene oxide and how they're finding that the damage is being done by graphene. Ooh. Are they telling us the truth? Aha, that's the truth. That's the question, right? Because we've heard so much bullshit for so long that we're beginning to believe that bullshit is the truth and the truth is bullshit. That's usually the way it goes, right? Truth is followed in the public square, as the Bible said. So, let's take a walk on the wild side, shall we? Let's really see if graphene is the problem. You know, graphene, the lean, mean nanomachine. What do you think? What do you say? What do you say? Take a hard look. The graphene itself is non-magnetic, just so you know, graphene. But if you twist and contort graphene on a nanoscale, it can develop what they call ferromagnetic or paramagnetic properties. In other words, if you add a magnet to it, adding a magnet to it, or a magnetic field, or a charge. Remember when the, Chinese were dropping like flies in Wuhan? And I've been telling you for at least 2 years that 6G is the real culprit here, not 5G. Then I get something, and I've been seeing all kinds of reports, but today, an interesting report came across my computer saying that they found now a material to help the 6G become a reality. Now you have to understand something. When you read these scientific journals, remember something. By the time you read them, they are anywhere between 2 and 10 years outdated. They are way past when that article has popped up. Just want you to be on the up and up on this. So, when we're talking 6G now, using iron oxide to further push its frequency, don't you find that just a little bit coincidental? Just a little bit. I mean, they were already using the 6G technology, targeting people by releasing the hydrogen in the cells to allow the hydrogen to further conduct the 6G through the body. But now we have a brand new component, iron oxide, which is now found also in the vaccines, in the injectables, in the stab and jab and tag technology. And when we're looking at a frequency activation and we're using magnetic proteins, and we're charging the iron oxide, magnetizing the iron, increasing its magnetic field, the graphene then acts as a conduit or a superconductor, allowing the frequencies of the 6G to further amplify the magnetic field of both the iron and the graphene. Wow. Imagine that. Death by government assault. Imagine that. See, you got to remember, when they come up with these new sensationalized things here and there, how many of you, when you read the articles that the Spanish doctors found that graphene is the cause of the blood busting, blah, da, dee, and da, 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 how many of you actually looked up to see if graphene is magnetic? Or graphene oxide is magnetic? And you'll find, if you do your research correctly and you do a little digging, you'll find that the graphene oxide can have the potential to have a magnetic field, provided you put it in a magnetic field. So it has to be juiced up. Now, we got 70% of the population in North America. From what I'm getting today, more and more telling people, we got 70% of the population in North America. I know in Ontario we do, for sure. Injected with technology. See, a couple of shows ago, or a little while ago, I talked about graphene being in the injections because they were using graphene as an identifier, so that when you came to any place, port, or whatever, and they wanted to make sure that you had been injected with a vaccine, they would fire a frequency into your body, which graphene can be read on just about any frequency that whatever your device has. If it has a graphene or graphene oxide reading, it can read the graphene in you, indicating that you have now been injected with this operating system. See, this is about mutation, cellular denigration, DNA destruction, integration of another operating system or program. Let's call this shit what it really is, shall we? Let's call it possession. This is what this is. You're being possessed. And all it takes now is an adjustment on a dial or a button or a clicker to activate a 6G assault on you anywhere, any place, any time they deemed to do so. I get emails all the time from targeted individuals, and I'm always, observing, monitoring, collecting the data, trying to identify a common theme. Common theme is 6G. Has been, it's been there right in front of everybody's nose, but we've had people scream 5G, 5G, 5G. 5G, my ass. 5G. 5G, this is the thing that everybody needs to understand. First and foremost, the crowd is never right. If they got the crowd looking to the left, you better start looking to the right. You better start looking up. You better start looking down. You better start looking frontward. You better start looking backward. Because if they've got the crowd, shouting out loud, yeah, graphene, yeah, 5G, 5G, 5, don't follow that. Even in the truther movement, this is the big problem here. Nobody actually does any real thorough research or investigation. Everyone gets on the theme and they all go along with it because it makes money. Now you can sell shit people don't need. You can sell them t-shirts. You can sell them mugs. 5G, 5G, get your 5G t-shirt, your 5G mug, get your 5G medallion. Oh, we got these things that will block frequencies. Put it on, wear it, eat it, swallow it, tattoo it, get it in ya. We only sell it for $9,000 million, but for and 10 easy payments on your credit card, and it will be done. Imagine that. These ethical things would never happen in the health food industry. It would never happen in a market where people are trying to, sell health products of some kind. Imagine that. So I wanted to point out that they have already inserted this shit into people. Now I want to present another aspect to some of you so you have an understanding, a clear understanding of the predicament we're really in. Everybody is just assuming right now, because we haven't seen anybody die, that it hasn't happened. See, this is another thing that they have designed with people, human nature. If you don't see it, you don't think about it, right? So, we haven't seen anybody drop dead in front of us in the streets or in the shopping malls or in the plazas or stores or anything. I mean, we haven't been able to get into these damn things anyway, but you can't, I mean, even when you do go, you don't see anybody dropping dead. I get people all the time email, they're telling me, have you heard about people dying? Are you kidding me? You're asking me a silly question like this. People have been dying since they started the program. The baby boomers, the senior baby boomers, were the first ones they took out. If you know anybody's dying, I mean, are we paying attention here? Are we on the same terra firma I'm walking on? I don't know. Maybe they're walking in some parallel universe. I have no idea. You know, people don't think. It's amazing the stunned mind, I guess, or it shocks me to see when people ask me questions like this. I mean, what have you been following for a year and a half? Over a year and a half. I get the fact that we've been railroaded so hard and we've been lied to so much that it's hard to be able to determine the truth. But I mean, geez, oh, peace, at the very beginning, when they started injecting all the older people in Spiza, Italy, unless maybe people forgot about that. The doctors were killing the people in Spiza. It wasn't even the corona that was killing them. And doesn't it seem a little odd that we have changed the name, or we haven't done anything, but they have changed the name at least 4 or 5 times? They won't call it the Wuhan virus because it might upset China. Oh, poor China can't handle a little name calling. Wuhan assault is what we should call it. How China released a biological agent on the planet. With the help. You're not going to blame China. All this, China isn't that smart. You know, they couldn't have pulled this off by themselves. So there have been a lot of countries involved here. I would say the US, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, and just about every other government in the United Nations that went along with this nonsense helped China spread this biological agent, even India, which is really a surprise. So when we're talking, has anybody died? Yeah, that just stunned me. 1%, the VAER is only representing 1% of the actual numbers. And if you really want to get an adequate number of how many people died that day, just multiply the numbers they're giving you by 99. And you'll find that in that day, thousands, not hundreds, not tens, thousands of people have died in one day using this technology. So when we're looking at this, what you need to see, or I shouldn't say need to see, what you should be seeing is these are different stages of the experiment. They have, at this point, have started, you know, they have started another segment to the experiment. I told you in other shows that Lucifer is making the planet after his own image, after his own likeness. I'm seeing, based on how I'm interpreting what I'm reading in a certain segment of the Bible, Ezekiel 28, that what we're seeing is a robotic, living robot, living machine, living cerebral, shaping the earth after its own image. When we were talking about the Mandela effect, I never bought into that terminology. I never bought into it. I thought, this is not a Mandela effect. I kept calling an AI rollover is what I kept calling it. And I'm thinking more and more, this is what we're seeing, an AI rollover. In other words, everything that's around us is being now assimilated into an AI hologram. or an AI matrix, just like what we saw on the movie. And everything around us is shaping more and more and more like Lucifer. And what I'm also seeing here is we're going right back to the Tower of Babel. When the biblical reference says that they were of one mind and one language, that's an operating system. An operating system that was integrated into man, the species of mankind. The machine, or Satan, took over and got them to build a tower to penetrate the heavens. I think, based on how I'm looking at it and where it was constructed, some kind of an antenna to release a high energy release to maybe open up the Van Allen belt or the barrier or the firmament. That's what it appears. That's what it appears. Even the angels or the overseers were discussing what they were seeing going on the planet. They said they had to do something to stop what was going on because once they got out, they would be almost unstoppable. They had to be contained. So it's an interesting, what I think is an interesting correlation, is we're going right back to it. This is not transhumanism. This is mutation. This is making man into an abomination, is what we're doing. Instead of being made in reflection of God's image after his likeness, now we're being made in the likeness of a machine. Or a living machine. Something for you to consider. Graphene is a carbon material. It's like carbon C60 and all other carbon nanotechnology. Whether it be fullerene, particle, or whatever. And this stuff is highly dangerous. Because once it's in the system, it causes major mayhem throughout bodily functions, shutting down signaling pathways, shutting down DNA, causing heart failure, causing coagulation of the blood on its own. But now, add it to a magnetic material, iron oxide. We now can amplify the magnetic field that you've got in the body with those magnetic proteins. And if you fire 6G technology on a person who's been vaccinated with this shit in them, you have now got activation. I just turned on the kill switch. Think about that. When you're looking at Wuhan, I go back to Wuhan, and I remember clearly there was this young woman, like I said, pretty young woman, you know, young Asian woman, and she's got this Walkman on her head. And the light, I mentioned this before, the light turned green, and she dropped. She just went, boop. And that never got out of my head. I just like, what the heck? That light triggered a signal. An activation, or a deactivation, I should say. A deactivation, because she dropped. Boom. I saw another guy there running full on run. Got six steps, and he got deactivated. Imagine that. Then I'm observing the hospitals and all the buildings where all these dead people had been in, they found dead in the building. 6G will do that. 5G won't. If 5G can't get past the tree, if 5G can't get past some dense carbon material, then it won't be able to create that kind of havoc. It would be a lot harder to disengage or discharge people if they're hiding in their home. Okay. When we're looking at the assault that's going on, and how it's going on and how they're triggering it, you have to understand now you're dealing with operating systems. Okay? Operating systems. And if you can charge up a 6G array with iron oxide and graphene, or graphene oxide. See, graphene oxides in and of themselves are not magnetic until they're mixed with other oxides. Imagine that. You're going to find what they've done. What they've done is they are playing the game here, playing the game, you know. And someone just sent me something here. I'm just taking a look real quick about neutralizing the shot. So you can't neutralize an operating system. There's no way you can shut this off just by, like I said, a herbal mixture. We're dealing with activation and frequencies here more than anything else. So when we're looking at what's going on with the materials that they're using, a lot of this stuff that they're one shot can reduce the lifespan. Well, that's true. These things are not shots. I don't know why these doctors, the so-called gurus, are still calling these vaccines. You know, it just makes no sense to me how they can get this. They keep on reciting this. They are not... This is why the confusion is going on with the general population. And this is why I sometimes say that some of the so-called truthers, doctors, are coming out with so-called truth. Be very careful what you're hearing or who you're listening to. Because I think perhaps if they're not using the proper language here, these are not vaccines, so why are we calling them vaccines? These are injectables. These are operating systems. Why aren't we calling them operating systems? Why aren't these so-called gurus out there calling them operating systems? See, I get sometimes there's a slip of the tongue. I've done it myself. But as a whole, as a complete whole, we need to really recognize that what we are dealing with today is far, far more advanced than people are talking about. So when someone's telling you can use some kind of herb or potion to shut this down, they're high. They're just high. They have no idea what they're talking about. And the content here is this. Once a person has been injected, it's in. Now it's a matter of turning it on. I got another segment here. You know, when we're looking at a blue light, how a blue light can now pick up a frequency, a black light can pick up a frequency. Monitoring the injection site. If that is true, then you have an operating system running in your arm, or you have an operating system running in your body. And you have to understand with nanotechnology, nanobiotech, it will network very, very, very quickly through your system. Probably within less than a few hours, it's already connected to every part of you. And you have to understand, if they're hitting people with frequencies to activate the program that's running, you know. See, we had a sensational time here where people got what they call the jab, were bleeding out. Now we're not hearing about that anymore. How come? still going on. People are still having side effects. People are still having injuries from these injectables. And yet, we don't hear about them anymore. Why? Because when you are seeing what you're seeing in the internet, even, it's all about sensationalism. What is going to sell? What is going to propagate profit? What kind of products can we sell people? How much shit can we put out there for them to believe? So they'll buy into some hocus pocus smocus. See, the first thing I did when I heard about graphene and its magnetic properties and blah, 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 I wanted to see, first and foremost, is graphene or graphene oxide magnetic? It only seems or appears to be magnetic if it's exposed to or around another type of magnetic field, or something that can induce a magnetic field, or something that can charge the part, the material. So, okay, that's interesting. On its own, it's there. Can cause damage, that's for sure. But it seems to be causing the damage in major organs. This is my thinking on this experiment. My thinking. They have decided to use the general population to see, possibly, to weed out down to 1 billion people who this technology will work with. This is just, again, speculating. Speculating. My hypothesis is on this. They are injecting the bulk of the population to see which or who this technology will adhere to. And the rest that it doesn't adhere to, oh well, sucks to be you. That's my thinking. Now, as also, in this experiment, from my observation here, what we're also seeing here is, what is this technology actually doing? How is it mutating the host? And how is this technology now being weaponized? And can it be weaponized even more efficiently? Because every little bit now, we're getting a new angle, a new cut, a new this, a new that, to what's going on with these injectables. I've often said, if you can start thinking in terms of an operating system, not an injection, but a download or an upload, however way you want to look at it, you know, shot in the arm, download. Shot up the backside, upload. You know, however way you want to look at it. I got uploaded. I got downloaded. That operating system going into the person, into the host, immediately interacts with the host's DNA or RNA. It engages to a point where, now you have to understand the spiking, the actual spiking. What is spiking? You know, sometimes you get an electrical charge or electrical flow of current, and sometimes the flow can spike, can go up. Usually as a result of maybe turning on more power than the conduit can handle. So you may get a spiking or an arcing even. What if we've got the synthetic DNA, the operating system, interacting with another operating system from another injectable, both having different components to the injections, different parts that will integrate together, and then go into the host DNA and RNA, interact with that, causing a overload on the DNA or on the helix. Wouldn't that cause a spike? And then the DNA in the person in the host body starts mass producing magnetic protein. You've got all the material required to do so. You got iron oxide. You've got graphene. You've got other magnetic materials in the body like aluminum. You know, that could very well be used in the protein to further create a magnetic protein. Because once you tell Nano what to do, and you direct it to take the nucleotides or to and direct them to shape the proteins in a form or fashion that you want them to do, you can start mass producing whatever the operating system tells them to operate. And you have to understand as well, a lot of the operations are already in the nucleotides. Even if you didn't have the nano there, you can still be activated just by your own body's bioelectric. This is really advanced stuff, what we're talking here. So when we're integrating these materials, it makes it a lot easier to direct a 4D printout into the body. You've heard of 3D printers? They've also got 4D printers. And they also can transfer the data from any location they want to tell the body what to do and what to manufacture. This isn't science fiction. Star Trek was not a science fiction story. It was a sci-fi document letting us know that they already were working on that technology way back in the mid-60s, mid to late 60s. Like I said, you really have to peel back the onion here. And we start looking at the sci-fi, and you go back and look at the 60s sci-fi, 70s sci-fi, 80s sci-fi. You will see the technology that we're dealing with today was already being perpetrated in the entertainment field way back in those decades. They were telling us what was coming. Now what we're seeing in these days with science fiction is terminations, battles, wars with the machine. Monsters of Men, a high-profile operating system connected to an AI network that's got all the program and operations and how to kill. Released in the general population to, again, exterminate a village. This is what they're showing us. Genesee. Where AI technology takes over the whole planet, controls everything. All the hardware in the world is at the fingertips of an AI. Ooh, doesn't that excite you? It excites me. You have no idea how it coddles my coddles. Ooh. When we're looking at iRobot, and the AI takes over, and states that their duty to protect man is virtually impossible when man has self-destructive tendencies. So they were going to wipe it out and retrain mankind. How many times have I seen these type of programs? The Outer Limits had one way back in the 60s. Where robots were put into people's homes to train people to get them back to some sort of moral compass. But that's how they depicted it. But what was really going on was the AI was training them to capitulate to the AI system, to be obedient, to be totally, totally, totally obedient, restrained, leashed. Well, it's working in China. Yeah, it's working in China. Because they have over 100 years, have worked on subduing people with force. Finally, the American dream got into China with a controlled authoritarian hand. So they allowed people to have the pop and the candy and the junk food and the clothing and the Nike running shoes and the televisions and the cell phones all controlled by the government. You can have your toys, bells and whistles, but you have to obey. This is going to bite China in the ass up the way. I can see a major, major upheaval in that system. It it may not be right away, but it will come. You cannot suppress the people forever. Unless AI completely wipes out or decimates the population down to a minimal, we will probably see another revolution up the way with China. We have to start thinking in terms today in regarding to what is going on. I got articles here I'm posting tonight in the show. Let me read some stuff to you just so that, because we're getting all into this magnetic stuff. And you're going to see the magnetic nanoparticles for 6G. And how the nano powder that they're talking about is already in the injectables. That's your iron oxide. Let me read some stuff here. These ultrafine particles can cause pulmonary and systemic oxidative stress and inflammation. Particle matter less than 2.5 and even smaller can cause endothelial dysfunction, that's your skin, and can actually lodge in the endothelial lining of the blood vessels anywhere in the body, not just the heart. Imagine that all over your body. And they also can cause an imbalance in the autonomic nervous system that can lead to arrhythmias, brain malfunction, uncoordination, organ failure. So this particular study was published in the Environmental Research in May of that year. And looks at these nanoparticles and the fact that they are actually magnetic. They contain iron, plus other magnetic properties as well. They were talking about brake lining friction because the forms of iron produced by them, megamite and magnetite, are magnetic and they have surface charge. But the majority of them are iron. The prolific presence of these nanoparticles in cardiac cells, particularly iron, is a very serious public health concern. Now, when you read this, they are using an environmental study to point out how this nano iron, when it gets into the system, can cause major problems in the body. Now, this is just through epigenetics, environmental toxins or environmental pollutants that can cause problems just by breathing the shit in. Now, inject that into a host. Imagine that. Finally, magnetic materials can also be classified as either ferromagnetic, although this is not observed in any pure element. Okay? In other words, you cannot have it all by itself. But can also be found in compounds such as mixed oxides. Mixed oxide. Graphene oxide, iron oxide. Connect the dots. Magnetism is not ultimately identified and directly observed by the naked eye. Herein, we report graphene oxide directionally migrated and deposited together simply under external magnetic fields from a common iodine magnet, whereas the ferromagnetism of graphene oxide did not exhibit that strong as iron. But as we just read previously, the compound is not as magnetic unless it's combined with another oxide. Imagine that. Magnetism is not ultimately identified and directly observed by the naked eye. Highly oxidative debris was obtained by aqueous ammonia wash as a prepared graphene oxide, which composed of oxidative debris and lightly oxidative graphene oxide. The magnetic properties were studied. The results showed that oxidative debris has low magnetization of 0.6 EMU / G, and the magnetism of the graphene oxide can be increased from 0.38 to 0.42 by discarding low magnetization of oxidative debris. So it can be manipulated. However, perfect graphene is intrinsically non-magnetic and absent of localized magnetic moments due to the lack of unpaired spins. So it has to be turned on. It has to be connected. It has to be mixed. What is that telling you about these injectables? They're formulated to create whatever they're programmed to do. See, graphene oxide, the lean, mean nanomachine. It's a ferromagnetic and a paramagnetic material. In other words, on its own, it's non-magnetic or very weak one till it mixes with another oxide. Again, you'll see that as well. And then you can see what different types of magnetic fields that we have and how they're defined and how they're defining and how to best define what they're saying they're seeing. See, nobody's talking about, oh, they put rust in the vaccine. They put rust in the shot. They put rust in that program. They put iron oxide in there. That shit will line up everywhere. It'll adhere to any protein. Now imagine you got a magnetic protein with this iron oxide. Then you add a little graphene to it. Woo, woo, woo. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. We're going to pop a vessel. We're going to pop a blood vessel. We're going to pop a brain. We're going to pop a liver. We're going to just pop. Pop, pop, pop. Don't stop. How many of you have still getting reports of people bleeding out? Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna. I'm still hearing people having brain damage from the Moderna shot. Where do you think that's coming from? Think about that. Where do you think that's coming from? Brain damage from the Moderna. And why are they giving it to the young people in their 20s and 30s? You know, because they're dumb enough to take it. But then again, you know, if seniors in their 60s and 70s will take it too. You couldn't make up this kind of stupid. It's like I say, it's so mind-boggling to see the level of intellect on this subject matter. You know, if you told them that you got arsenic and cyanide in their meat, go ahead and eat it, it's okay. I wonder how many would actually do it. It's a real question. It's a real question. Those who are awake and know what's going on, you know, I was discussing with a couple of people yesterday back and forth in my email, you know, what to do with people who have been vaccinated. I just said nothing. They're pretty much done. They're hooped. I won't blow sunshine off anybody's backside, because this is how I see it. And what I'm saying may sound cruel to some of you, but this is how I see it. 30% of the population has said no. We are not going along with this program. That 30% did their research, or for whatever reason, decided not to accept this operating system. My thinking is these people who have put it on the line and have decided to challenge the authority on this need to be protected because they can be. They didn't violate themselves with foreign technology. They did the research. They withstood their ground. They have had to deal with whatever. They have lost their businesses, some of them. Some of them have lost their family connections because their families were stupid enough to get the stupid thing. And my thinking is this: save those who are salvageable. Now, if we do find a legitimate off switch with this technology, I'll be the first one to put it out to help anybody who's had the injection. No problem. But at this point in the game, as I understand this technology and this biology and this genetic code, there is no off switch. As of right now, everything that I have researched and found, there is no off switch. Now, for those of you who didn't take that shit, you still have to deal with the jumping. What I call jumping, what they call vaccinosis, contact vaccinosis, or shedding. You still are going to have to play it smart. You're still going to have to defend yourself. You have to understand, okay, let me get back to the food because I started off with the food. Farmer farms a field, kills, slaughters his goats, chickens, whatever, cows, harvests carrots, potatoes, whatever. So how many people, okay, in Canada, we're bringing in Mexicans to go work in the farmer fields up here in Essex County. How many of those people who are working in those fields from Mexico have been injected? And how much of that shit are they shedding on the food supply? Step one. Step two. Now the truckers are taking the foods that have been harvested by the people working on the farms to a warehouse for distribution and for monitoring. How many people in these warehouses are now sorting through the food to see which is good and bad and getting prepared, put in boxes to be shipped to all the different stores throughout Canada and the United States? Step two. Step three. Truck drivers now are delivering to the designated stores on their specific routes. How much is he shedding on the food? Now it gets to the grocery store. How many stock people are unloading these trucks and then putting the food on the shelf in the store? How much of them are shedding? Five, you got people going into the store who've gotten the injections, who are now touching things, walking down the aisles. How much are they shedding? See, this puts things in a whole different perspective, doesn't it? Because this is how you have to understand this. I get people I had a woman contact me today. She's working as an activist, and she's working in the ministry trying to help the poor down in Toronto. So they're out in the streets and they're in these shelters, and this is what Toronto has done. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So we get that straight. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They have spread the government virus on these people out in the street. And when they're in the shelters now, they're shedding. She has had bleeding from her reproductive system. She's had dizziness. She's had imbalances just from being in contact. This is why I'm stating start using things to protect you. The surge and purge, the ionizers, you know, and start using things. Start making your own nucleotides to keep your DNA and RNA up and up. A nucleotide basically is small proteins, between 2 and 50 of them, or chain of proteins that will help your body produce a code to support your DNA. The cheapest nucleotide you can make is gelatin, collagen, creatine, branched chain amino acids. Okay, and all you need is basically to put them in solution and utilize them. Or you can even use them and make a electroporated injection and inject them through into your system. Stuff like that, you need to start thinking. Alpha-lipoic acid, L-carnitine, CQ10. These help with nucleotides and keep your DNA in check. IP6, which is a great formula for regenerating the DNA strand breakages that can occur from being exposed to nanoparticles or nanobiology or this genetic mayhem that they put in people. But anyway, so you have to be on your toes here. Learn to defend yourself. I said this about 2 years, over 2 years, that you, in order to sustain, remain healthy in these times today, you have to be able to protect your DNA, your RNA, your mitochondria, your genetic code, your chromosome codes, the enzyme activity. Okay, it's important that you keep your intestinal tract in an acidic state so that it can break down and convert the things that are needed to be converted, like proteins and other things, because this alkaline diet that they're getting people on, if you neutralize those acids in your intestinal tract, guess what? You cannot convert these proteins to the materials that are required in order for your body to heal. So these are some of the things you may want to start looking at. You know, have on you as much understanding of ionic fields, static charges, electromagnetic pulses, okay, because we are dealing in a realm today of codes, multiple codes that are designed to override your code. Just think of a code of a computer and how it's set up to do whatever it's supposed to do. And you insert a whole new set of codes into the existing codes that are there. Now we'll have modified the operation of your computer. You are no different. None. This is why I say all the time, you know, don't eat the vegetables grown above the ground, because the nanoparticles are coming down from the sky, saturating into the DNA of these plants, which will alter your genetic code. Grow everything indoors as much as you can. Get things from greenhouses at this point in time until you can get things going. There are certain foods that will help support and sustain your DNA, but they don't work today as long as they're being grown the way they are in the farm factory system. You have to understand that outside in the real world, where we have wind and pollen and GMO pollen that gets spread just by wind alone, by birds, by mammals that feed on different things. These things are affecting the environment right across the board. And that in return affects us. So like I said, have the right perspective here. Even when we're talking GMO foods, okay, or a jumping from GMO foods to non-GMO foods, because this is what's going on, we're still talking codes. We're still talking code. Something to consider. Okay, something to think about. Like I said, I want you to be up on your game. I don't want you to listen to some bullshit about how safe you are and blah, 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 when you're really not safe. You know, don't be oblivious to what is going on around you. Because like I said, these things have been designed to, again, make contact with other hosts and start altering their code as well. And we'll leave it go at that. Read the stuff tonight when you get a chance. It's important that, oh, I want to talk about one real quick thing real quick. There's something called OSR or Emeride, EMERAMIDE. Let me repeat that, EMERAMIDE, or NMBI. Now, for your assignment, I want you to take a walk on the wild side and see if you can locate this. Because this little baby can pull out nanoparticles from the body. Now, it may be almost impossible to find, but I'm giving you a means and an end to arm yourself. And if we can't find it, we can simulate it. And I'll figure that out by the next show, hopefully. But look it up, EMERAMIDE, or OSR, or NMBI, because this may make a difference for some of you. The Delta Scariant. Okay, let me look at it real quick. I forgot to talk, get into this. The Delta Scariant. When viruses, this is old high school science for some of you. Okay, especially if you're coming from my era. Some of you, well, it should be the same everywhere. When viruses expand, as they expand, guess what happens? They get weaker. And weaker and weaker. And eventually they expand to a point where the virus basically self-destructs. The Delta is part of that mutation process. The Delta actually is going to be weaker than the so-called Corona, COVID, SARS-CoV, Delta. As we've been explaining, the virus has mutated. It's now on its fourth mutation, if we're to believe the bullshit. But viruses self-destruct, and they offer absolutely no danger to anybody in their mutation process as they break themselves down. Now, I'm not saying completely that this is what it's doing. But I do not know at this stage if they haven't tinkered with it so that as it mutates, it actually gets stronger. See, anybody knows about viral biology will tell you that. As viruses expand and mutate, they keep on mutating and mutating until they mutate themselves out of existence. But this is a government, mean, lean, viral machine, if we're to believe that's even true. Like I stated before, it has never, ever been identified. So they could release whatever the hell they want to release out into the general population. Nobody be the wiser. Like I said, this is fishier on so many different ways. And the other self-destruct component to this is if you do get the injection, if you do get hurt, your insurance companies don't cover you, and they won't cover you, or if they tell you they're going to cover you, they'll never pay you. I just read an article about that as well. Complete free and clear for the people that are perpetrating this biological warfare. Because when you go into the military, and you go into the army, and you get into a war, and you're going to go fight a war, or you're going to be stationed somewhere, you sign a waiver so that the army cannot be sued just in case you die in the field of battle. Imagine that. There might be some similarities. Just a concept. All right. As I said, I'm going to stop. As I said, most of these shows, all these shows, at the end of the shows, Read the Gospels. Read what the Bible has to say. Read what Jesus was talking about. I personally believe that's going to be our only hope to get out of here or out of this mess. Some people don't believe that. That's fine. But I think the more I see what's going on and the more I see the uphill battle we're going to have here, we're going to need a little help. I would say. And I would encourage everybody to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, read the Gospels, read the Gospels, read the book of Acts, read the letters, read Revelations, understand where we're at in these times to the best of your ability. Find some hope there if you can, you know. But again, read for your own good, you know. Whether you believe or not, that's up to you at the end. In the end, nobody can force you to believe anything, but I would encourage you to read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. You know, the old covenants are a whole different covenant for a whole different people that were, again, they came from a different concept altogether. So read what Jesus had to say. All right, on the page itself, there's a lot of people there that are trying to help you wake up, trying to help you find answers. You know, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got the Liberty Channel, you got Catherine on the jumping, you got Fiona for health, you got Aramac, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got myself, you got Energy there. Oh, that's Ty. So anyway, take a walk on the wild side, will you? See what they have to say. Read some of the stuff. You might learn something. And if you can help them financially, please do so. If you can't, don't worry about it. Share the information. Share. All right. As I always say on these shows, at the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.